Good evening, boys and girls. A European night in the beautiful city of Athens. For a while, it looked like we were heading for another Greek tragedy. But alas, Elneny comes in to save the day. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to another live edition of the Highbury Squad with myself and, of course, in the house tonight, Super Kevin Campbell.
Bo, how are you, Soph?
You know,
we meet again.
We meet again. This is the second of our double bills this week. This is double bill Thursday. We're going to replay the show we did this morning. It's pretty awesome. You'll love our guest, Peter Redding, and what he had to say about the football app. But tonight's show is all about the game against the Greeks. And they did not make meze out of us. We just almost made meze out of ourselves, didn't we, Kev?
Yes. Listen. In one game, it sums up our season. It's crazy. You know, Young Kev says, what was it, yesterday?
Yeah.
We discussed everything that went on in this game virtually. And talk about shoot ourselves in the foot, be a bit loose, be a bit overconfident, letting them back in the game, making mistakes. But you've got to give some credit. You know, we give them a goal, etc. And we found ourselves in a 1-1 game. They looked like they were up for it, but we came through. And I mean, I've got to say, Mohamed Elneny. Whoa, what a sweet one!
I mean,
it was all three of the Arsenal goals were good, to be fair.
Yes. This is how I feel, Johnny Boy. Good evening to all of our regulars. Good evening, squaddies. How you doing? How's your heart? They tested us again. They tested the old palpitations, giving my agita. Oh, where's the medicine? Where's the heart medicine, Johnny Boy? We never make it easy, Kev. We never.
So buy us at it again, Soph.
Yeah, and we're going to get to that. Yeah, because here's the scoop. You're absolutely right. On Kevin Says last night, you guys, we talked about this. One of the questions was, can we really win Europa League? Mm-hmm. And it was tied into Kevin's other question of, can we eliminate making mistakes? And as I'm watching the game, exactly what you're saying, Kev, I was playing the show in my mind, you know, rewind, and talking about these mistakes and these constant mistakes. And it just so happened that it was Ceballos again who had a howler twice against Benfica, but somehow Arteta keeps faith with a player who's made a mistake. And are you blaming Leno or are you blaming...
Here
is
we
it
go
the same as the Xhaka?
It is the same thing. When he plays that ball into him, the ball's got to go that way. It's got to go that way first time. But when you take a touch, the trap set and they trap him. They win the ball and then they're in. Look where they were, right outside our box. So he's right on for a shot and Leno's out of position. There's nothing we could do about it. Crazy.
So you're not blaming Ceballos at all, even though he tried
no,
to take...
No, it's Ceballos' fault. Of course it is. It's not Leno's, it's Ceballos. I said it on at the weekend against Burnley. Everyone's saying, Leno, just kick it. No, if that's the way we play, we've seen us play out from the back that way. But the midfielder knows when he plays that ball into him, he's got to go first time. Soon as they take a touch, Sophie, you watch it again. They get trapped. The trap is set and we're in trouble. Try and get too clever. We're not that good.
You know, Kev, we talked about on the show too about playing out from the back. And there's sometimes where I say to you, look, I get it. It's the philosophy. And a lot of our listeners, and thanks to all 241 of you live in chat joining us after the Olympiacos game, a lot of people in chat talking about this coming out from the back, playing out from the back. And at some point, you know, Leno, if he sees the hustle's on and they've read that and the strikers are coming in.
No.
Because El Arabi was, he smelt it. He saw
it. But I've got to stop you.
Okay.
I've got to stop you. And this is one thing that people have to understand. The pressure ain't on when he passes the ball. It's not on when he passes it. The pressure's on as soon as he takes a touch. Because when the ball comes in, his first touch should be there. So there is no press. But as soon as he takes a touch, everything shuts down.
Okay, so I need to get to some of the comments because there are a few people that disagree with you. And in my opinion, a little bit like the weekend, I thought, and people thought I was crazy because I was saying that Pablo Mari's pass back to Leno kind of put Leno in a compromising position because there were the two Burnley players coming off the shoulders of Xhaka as well. Xhaka as well takes a poor touch, and before you know it, they've hustled in, the mistakes happen, there's a goal. Ceballos was trying to do his pretty little player thing, in my opinion. And we've seen him do this quite a bit. He's got away with it a lot, and sometimes he hasn't. I mentioned the two mistakes against Benfica. He comes on for Thomas Partey, who we'll get to. My goodness, this is a very worrying trend. And really comes into a game. He's a little bit cold. Was he on the pitch 4 minutes, Kev, before the mistake happened?
Probably just
it was,
about that.
It was fresh.
It was early. It was fresh.
So Matthew says, Ceballos tried to dribble past the player and lost it. Gunn says, Leno saw that Ceballos was surrounded by, but there were two Arsenal players on the right free, but he still played it to Ceballos. Shocking. David Luiz made the error too with trying to pass it back to Leno. See, Luiz got away with his because the finish
this
from
the
Olympiacos
problem. Yeah. Got
was
away.
Poor, Kev. Got, I mean, got, he should have...
Let's
should
be
have
honest.
Buried that.
Let's be honest. We got away with it. We got away with quite a few today. Giving the ball away around our own box, inside our own box. You can't. If that was Champions League, we'd be out.
Here's the scoop. This is what I do agree with. Where is it? Because there's someone that's saying that at the weekend everyone killed Xhaka, but today it's Leno's fault, right? It just seems like sometimes it depends on the player and who's making the mistake. In my opinion, I do think it was a combination of Leno and Xhaka and Mari, not reading the situation, not reading the circumference of the 6-yard box outside the penalty area, all of those touch points that you're supposed to, like the alarm bells are supposed to go off, Kev, and they didn't go off. And Leno, you could argue, it seemed there was less pressure with this particular mistake against Olympiacos because it was a little bit further outside the box. I mean, that was a fantastic strike from El Arabi, who still had to finish. Wasn't an easy finish, was it? But the mistake happened much more out, maybe in a less dangerous...
It was higher up. It was higher away from the goal. But that gives him more space to put the shot, you see? Because Leno's out of position. And again, people might not agree. I get it. You don't agree. But being a pro, I'm telling you what's supposed to happen. When the ball goes in... He's the one who's supposed to get it out because what you're supposed to do is beat the press. And that's what you do. You play inside to get it out and then you get free. You pass three players. That's the way it works. We've seen it happen before. We've seen Arsenal do it before. We've seen Arsenal play from goalkeeper across the back and do teams. So we can't complain. What we could moan about, yes, is that the player on the ball didn't do what he's supposed to do.
But also, I think what Alex is saying here, Leno needs to be more authoritative and dictate better from the back, Kev.
Sorry, Sophie. This has got nothing to do with Leno. When Leno passes him the ball, their midfielder knows exactly what he's supposed to do. It's nothing to do with Leno.
But knowing that we're mistake prone, knowing what happened at the weekend, reading the game, and I think that's where Alex was coming from too. You've got to be able to read the tempo around you, Kev. And clearly there were the two players, and Ceballos had just come into the game as well. So the point is that yes, he passes it. It's a poor decision on Ceballos' behalf. And I think there's some times where some fans just want us to kick it out as opposed to play everything out the back.
Yeah, I know some fans would. Yeah, but that's not how we play.
So is that not... poor? Is that poor coaching that we came out and we made exactly the same mistake that we did at the weekend?
How is it poor coaching? How could that be poor coaching when the player makes the mistake? How is that poor coaching?
Because
that's poor decision making from the player.
We've made multiple poor decisions in similar situations, and you have said to me that Monday through Friday, it's all about the coach and the coaching staff and what they're instilling in the players, the things they're doing. Here's the scoop. We make a mistake like that against Burnley. We come right out against Olympiacos, completely controlling the game. Let's be honest, they're a poor side. They're nowhere near as good as they were last season. And I think Andonis was right about that on our preview show yesterday. And so they come out and they make the same mistake again.
So how is that coaching?
Because you've got to be working on certain situations, maybe at some point.
No, hold on. You've just said they've worked on it all week. Mm-hmm. So, and then they get on the pitch and then a player makes a mistake. How is that coaching? I don't get that.
I'm not nitpicking the manager,
Andy. No, I'm not saying you are. I'm just saying, how is that the coaching?
Because
if a player makes
because
a mistake
on
the pitch.
We keep making the same mistakes, and people always want to blame certain players for mistakes.
No, but isn't that the player? If a player makes a mistake, Sophie, isn't that the player's mistake? It's nothing to do with the coaching.
Don't you feel like when you make mistakes, it's a mental game? It's a mental game too.
But what's that got to do with the coaching? I just don't. Sorry,
because
we're
mentally because Pep Guardiola has his teams mentally engaged for the entire match. You know, Thomas Tuchel these days has Chelsea engaged for the entire match. There's something about...
We are not Man City and we're not Chelsea.
I know we're not, Kev, but...
So what point are you making, Soph?
I told you, I'm making the point that we still make mistakes, and sometimes to eradicate mistakes, you have to do things in training that help you be better, especially when it comes to mental strength and conditioning. We switched off after the sub. We switched off. We lost our mental.
Sophie.
I'm not blaming the coach.
I never said you are, Sophie. We're having a discussion about something. So if you do something different, so you're not going to pass the ball right outside your box. You're going to pass it to him where he's got more room.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you pass it to him when he's got more room. But if he goes and loses the ball when he's got more room, that isn't a coaching problem. That's a player problem.
But you have to play to your player's strengths, and it's not always going to be the case that you can play out from the back even when you're being pressed. Right.
No,
and sometimes
Sophie, he wasn't being pressed at that time. There were players there, but you have to be able to take the ball when there's people close to you.
There's no doubt. But at certain points in the pitch, we take too many risks when taking that ball. And my point is that at some point, Arteta has to realize that some of these players aren't able to do that consecutively throughout a match. And when you're dominating a match the way we are, sometimes it's just better to say to Leno or in practice, you have the authority, the autonomy to hoof it rather than just continually put a square peg in a round hole. And my point is that mentally we're not conditioned well enough.
Yeah, but Sophie, when a player makes a mistake, it's a player mistake. It's got nothing to do with the coaching. That's my point. I'm not having a go at what you're saying. I'm just saying, listen, any player who makes a mistake, it's not coaching. It is a player mistake. That's what the players have to hold their hands up. That back header against Benfica, the foul on the edge of the box, that's got nothing to do with coaching.
Alan Crook, I understand the game very well. My point is, when you make a mistake over and over at work, your boss is going to say to you, why'd you keep making that same mistake? But at some point, my boss is going to say to me, you know what? You need to keep your team in check. How is it they keep making the same mistake over and over again? What are you doing to help them? What are you doing to help them overcome that?
Yeah,
that's
Sophie,
my point.
Yeah, but Sophie, what I'm saying to you is all the preparation gets done of what they need to do in the week. Come to game day. It's not an office. You've got to make your decisions on that pitch when you're out there. He made the decision. He got caught. There's nothing. It's not a coaching problem. It is a player problem.
There's no doubt about that. But when we continually do the same thing over and over again, you have to ask yourself these questions about what it is they're working on mentally, because mentally we're weak. We're lucky that that Olympiacos were really poor, because we continue to make stupid mistakes and we can't and we can't close games.
I agree with you on that.
You know,
I agree with you. Wow.
And well, there you go. Maybe we can find something to disagree on. Right. I was determined to do a half hour post game show tonight. We're already 15 minutes in and we've talked about one item. So here's my attempt at changing that. Listen, Don Juan, Arteta might be yours and Kev's manager, but he's yet to prove himself as Arsenal manager. One FA Cupeth do not doeth the jobeth, okay?
One FA Cup in, 14, 15 months. I'll take that for now. But we have to win this trophy, and we can't win it if we make them mistakes. That's what I agree with you on. We can't win it if we make them mistakes, 100%.
Nope. No, we can't. We absolutely can't. Right, let's get to some play ratings. Are you guys ready? We've got 531 of you fantastic gooners in our chat right now. Everyone is behaving. If you're not, Ames is going to let me know.
Everyone, get your play ratings in as well.
If you all clicked like right now, we would literally have 531 likes, so which would be amazing.
Click.
And after three, one, two, three.
Click. Broke the neck of the like button. Broke it.
And as advertised, this is a mistake-free podcast. I can guarantee it. There's not going to be any Ceballos moves here tonight. Geez. No. I mean, David Luiz got away with them. Let's start with the play ratings, shall we? Kev.
Yeah.
The goalkeeper, Leno.
Sophie, he didn't really have much to do, if I'm honest. And the one thing that he did, the one few things that he did have, I thought he dealt with it pretty well. So I'm going to give Leno a 6. I thought it was all right. I thought it was fine. People are giving him 5s. Thought he was fine. 6. I'll give him a 6.
Someone's Leno giving 0. Him a 0.
What's all that? Yeah, I'll give him a 6 because he didn't have much to do.
He really didn't. And there's a 3 here as well. And Murs is busy breaking necks now. I mean, it's a thing. Yeah. All right, let's move on from, I'll give him a 5. You know, he really didn't have much to do. And again, though, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, something. Do it. Shame on me. Yeah. Fool me a third time, Leno, and I'll tell you something.
I'll have your guts for garters, mate. You broke the neck.
Yeah. Stop doing that shit. Completely twice in a row where we're controlling a game. Do you know what I mean?
It's madness, Soph. It's madness. We keep doing it.
And you know what? I agree with VJ. His distribution sometimes is really suspect. I'm not going to bring up the other goalkeeper's name. I refuse to do it. I'm not going back down that road. I'm not looking in the rearview mirror.
Don't do it.
I only look in the rearview mirror to check my lipstick. That is nice it.
One. Nice one. Nice
All
one.
All right, everyone, let's go to a guy that has been slated a lot on this show, and rightly so, deserved at times, is Mr. Bellerin.
I thought he'd done all right tonight, to be honest, Sophie. I really did. I thought he gave us an outlet down the right-hand side. He did pick Odegaard out great in the box one time in the first half where Odegaard should have scored or got a better shot off. So, yeah, I'm gonna give Bellerin a 6 today.
I thought he had a very good first half. I think he was a part of a lot of the good things that we were doing. I think he knew that he had that side, I think, beat. You know, I don't think he felt like he was going to get too troubled. So the risks, the risks he took were calculated, sensible ones. I thought his crossing was a little bit better today. Mm-hmm. And overall, I'll give Bellerin, I think he deserves a 7 today, mostly for what he did in the first half. Fair. And he's come off, 2 games of not playing. Mm-hmm. So I think he Fair deserves enough. A 7. Right. Let's just get these ones in. 6s, 7s, solid for Bellerin today, generally from everyone. HB, everyone's not enjoying your capital letters today. Can you just tone it down with the caps? Go lowercase. You know, don't think David Luiz, you know,
he's shouting.
You know, think more Saka, a bit more mellow. All right. Oh, speaking of David Luiz, how about it?
Do you know what, Sophie? He got a scare, right? One scare, but he had a decent game other than that. You know what I mean? He had a decent game other than that, but it's the scare that kills us. So I'm gonna give David Luiz a 6 as well. I thought I was giving him a 7, but for that heart attack, I'll give him a 6.
What was that? This is what I'm telling you about moments of concentration and mental strength. They need, like, who's that dude? Tony Robbins? They need
Baskin Robbins, I'm telling you. That's what they need.
They need that dude, Tony Robbins, and that other dude that could bend a spoon. What was his name?
Yuri Geller.
That's what we need. We need a little bit of that. Take them to a Tibetan mountain. Don't let them have any social media for 5 days, Kev. No flat screen TVs.
They'll never come back.
I mean, that was really scary. And the only reason we got away with that was because the Olympiacos player absolutely shanked it.
Fluffed it. Yeah, fluffed his line.
Completely fluffed his line. All right, David Luiz almost gives us a heart attack, gets away with it, gets a 5 from both of us. Is that right, Kev?
No, I'll give him a 6.
Six.
I gave him a 6, yeah.
Anyone in the squaddies who wants to give me an Arteta quote at any point, please go ahead and put that in chat and I will read it out. We have lots of squaddies who can help us with that tonight. Kev, Gabriel.
Oh, I thought he was good. Got booked, but I thought he's one of the star men tonight. I thought he was excellent. And I'm going to give Gabriel an 8. I thought he held it really together. And then when we really needed him at the other end of the pitch, Sophie came up with a great header. So I'm going to give him an 8 tonight. I thought it was quality.
He's getting a lot of high marks here from the chat room. 9s, 8s, 7.5s, man of the matches as well. Yeah. Name blocked, thinks that he saved Arteta.
Of course he did.
That was imperious. A very good word, Michael. It was imperious. It was like he got up. We were talking about Gabriel Batistuta this morning, Kev.
Yeah, we were actually, yeah.
He got up as high as Batistuta.
Across, brilliant.
And it was a great header. And you know what? I'm really happy for Gabriel, you guys, because he hasn't been great. Obviously, you know, COVID kind of hit him. He's not been the same player coming back. Last few games, he's had some moments, not really been his usual imperious self, as Michael says. And you could compare it to Cristiano jump too as well, MK. Yeah. Sometimes still, I agree with Lee Boy, a bit rash with some challenges, still kind of learning the tempo of, I mean, not in Europe.
Yeah, he wants to get stuck in, doesn't he? And that's not a bad thing, trust me.
Yeah, and I agree here, he's coming back into form. That header was fantastic. Do you know what I loved about it, you guys, all 560 of you in live chat? We don't get goals like that anymore. We don't have that aerial threat. And to score from, it started off as a corner, right? A set piece.
Yep. Set piece, short to Willian. Willian delivered a great ball to the back and Gabby was there coming, hooking round the back. And the header was superb.
Yeah. And exactly. Thanks for sharing the Arsenal misfit. He had COVID and it took him 3 months to get back to 90%. Imagine being an athlete. I think sometimes we forget about these things. So I agree with you guys. Good ratings there for Gab. And let's hope that he takes this form on against the enemy on Sunday. Break that neck. We're going to need something bigger than that, Kev, for Sunday.
Listen, trust me, it's a big neck. We're going to brock it.
We'll get to Willian, and you're right, another assist. Okay, Kev, Kieran Tierney.
I thought Tierney done okay down the left. I thought he gave us an outlet. The great thing about Tierney is he's always going to try hard, no matter what. And I thought him and Willian linked up decently at times. He didn't quite... I think they double-teamed Kieran Tierney because they knew some of the danger that he can bring. So they didn't want him getting too far up the pitch. But he gave us a good outlook. I thought he was okay. So I'm going to give Kieran Tierney a 7 today.
I agree with Darren. I actually thought he had a quiet game against Burnley too. Wasn't his usual robust, dominating self. I think he had some moments where he was, but usually he goes, you know, 0 to 60 in 3.2 seconds, and then he goes 60 to 90 minutes in, you know, in fifth gear. And it felt like he never really got out of third or fourth gear tonight. But you can't be brilliant every single game. And marking him as a 6.5 feels like I'm being really harsh. Whereas these days with our team, when we're not great and we have more individual performances, Kev, that we shout mm-hmm. about versus team performances. Yeah, so I'm going to give him a 6.5. And I love mm-hmm. this comment. Three unlikely goal scorers today. Great. We'll get to that. How about that midfield? Xhaka made the horror mistake against Burnley. How do you think he did today?
I thought Xhaka was all right. You know, listen, one thing he doesn't do, he's not going to rip up any trees. He's not going to be really spectacular. But he's a continuity player, isn't he? And I don't like him when he drifts out to that left-hand side when Kieran Tierney's up the pitch and he's on the ball, because if we turn it over, you know, he can't stop anybody. But I'm going to give Xhaka a 6 there. I just thought he was all right. I didn't think he was spectacular or anything like that. But he done okay today, so I'll give him a 6.
Well, considering he got a 0 from me after that Burnley howler, giving him a 5.8 today is a huge compliment. He didn't make any mistakes, really. I think I agree with someone who I just had their comment on screen. He stepped into some good defensive positions today. Didn't make me feel too uncomfortable, but that's because the opponent wasn't that great. So really, I think in the end, he just had to do his job and not make any mistakes today.
Yeah, but you know what, Sophie? This is what I would say. If the opponent ain't that great, we should dominate them. Do you understand what I mean?
We're gonna get to that when we get to that forward line again a little bit. I mean
midfield, because the engine room, that's where we're supposed to dominate them.
But this is where I think we disrespected them a little bit.
Exactly. Exactly.
We did not show them too much respect. And I think we took our foot off the gas and thought it was going to be easy. And sometimes we do. This is where I say about preparation, mentally engaged in the game. Be ready at all times. Give it to them.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you.
Yeah, but I can guarantee you Arteta wants them to brunt the neck. And they're like, really? Do you want me to do it? And that time they're gone.
Yeah, but his players are on there. The party's on there. Gabriel's on there. You know, Odegaard's on there.
Yeah,
you
but
know, he's
the one,
Willian's
the
on
who,
there.
They're the ones who had decent games today.
Well,
so don't give me that one, Sophie. I'm telling you.
But I'm just saying, like, in terms of breaking the neck.
Yeah, well, they wanted to break the neck.
I don't think the players are looking at my ratings, Ashin Adbodi. Not at all. I don't think they're worried about my ratings. I think they are.
I think this hybrid squad's getting in the dressing room. I'm serious. I think this hybrid squad's getting in the dressing room.
Well, listen, if that's the case, come on, squadies, give them something to love us about. Send a little one of these to the players. Come on, let's get to the next round. That's all that matters at this point. 600 of you in live chat, welcome. Let us know where in the world you are too. We're moving on to party now, and I'm really interested to know what the chat room thinks about Thomas Partey.
I thought Thomas Partey done some good things and bad things today. I didn't think he was great. I thought he was okay. And I thought him and Xhaka were okay. That was it. So I'm going to give him the same as Xhaka. I'm going to give him a 6. That's it.
Yeah. Why'd he come off, Kev?
I just think that because he's played the last two games, and I think he's saving him for Sunday.
Yeah. Were you worried that he came off at, I think it was 55 minutes where he subbed him? It felt to me like...
I think they're managing his minutes.
Managing his minutes is one thing, but giving him the additional 10 in the second half, why not? If you're worried about, to me, it felt like I would have, if he's fit, he stays on for a little bit longer, I'm sure. Clearly, he's coming back to fitness. There's a little bit of a worry there.
He's coming back to fitness. And listen, this is a guy who's never had injury problems. So it's all been foreign to him. Mm-hmm. So I just think they're managing his minutes as best they can. give him 10 minutes in the second half and see how we go. And if we need to change it tactically, then we'll change it. And obviously they did. So
Arteta came on. Yeah, Arteta said it was tactical. If there's an Arteta quote out there, squaddies, put it in chat and I'll look at it and we can read it out. Good evening, Norway. We have a few Norwegian listeners. We've asked you all to put in a word that Haaland should play and would look great in red. Please do that. Send a memo to someone, maybe his dad, someone. Thomas Partey, for me, I can't wait to see the full Thomas Partey, Kev. The Rolls Royce version, not the Rolls Royce version that's been in the shop a little bit too often, and you're starting to wonder if it's a dodgy engine. Not that I'm saying it is.
He's got a puncher.
Yeah. So I'll give him a 5.5 today. Mm-hmm. All right. Let's get to Martin Ødegaard.
Well, do you know what, Sophie? He done some great things. He actually had a mad 10 minutes where anytime he was around our own box, he was trying to lay balls off and it was going to the opposition. He was giving it back to them on the edge of our box. Sophie, it was like, what's going on? You know, someone of his quality should be finding that blue shirt. Mm-hmm. And I thought at the other end, at the offensive end, he looked sharp. He looked very, very, very clever on the ball. He looked inventive. And do you know what? Do you remember I said to you when he first came, I said, he's got a shot on him. He's got a shot on him. Mm-hmm. But we never really saw it because maybe he wasn't as confident. I think now we're starting to feel a bit more confident around the boys. And wow, that was some strike. It moved all over the place. I think when the goalkeeper touched itself, with his hand like that, the ball went that way into the goal. Mm-hmm. As he touched it, the ball shot off his hand and went. It was an unbelievable strike. And what a way to score your first goal for the Arsenal. Brilliant.
It was brilliant.
It settled him down. It settled him down after that. I thought he was really good today.
Yeah. I just wanted to read this one. Thanks, Matty, and the others that have posted it. The chances we've conceded are coming from ourselves. That's positive because when we stop it, we will be stronger. The reality is we have to stop it immediately. Mm. And Kay as well, thank you so much for putting in that quote too. And then we had one from Virginia as well that I had down here, you guys. But it's true. The mistakes are coming from ourselves. And I think... it's always Newman. I can't coach this team. They're not listening. I'm retiring from football. We all know that is not a real quote from Arteta.
that's Arteta Newman. That is
Arteta Newman. That's hilarious. Lots of positive marks for Martin Ødegaard. It was a fantastic goal. Virginia, thank you also for including this quote. See, I knew our squaddies would have our back.
Yeah. I'll give Ødegaard an 8. I'll give him an 8 today. Great goal.
I think that he definitely had some errant passes, but again, you and I keep talking about spaces and that he's a lot smarter than some other footballers. He did make a couple of mistakes at the back, but here's the scoop. You and I talked a lot about make a mistake, make up for it.
Yeah.
Make a mistake, make up for it. And he definitely made up for it. And I think he's slotting in nicely and gives us that extra edge, you know. Yeah.
He's clever around the box.
Yeah, clever around the box. What about Willian?
What do you give him, my dear?
Oh, Martin, I'll give him a 7.
Right.
The goal gets a 9. His overall performance gets a 7.
What is this?
Not changing the rules.
you're bending them. You're bending them.
I'm bending.
Willian. I thought Willian done all right today, Sophie. Honestly, I did. I thought he started off, he looked pretty sharp, and he didn't really put a foot out of place. He got an assist for Gabriel's goal, but without ripping it up, if you know what I mean. He was solid. So I'm gonna give Willian a 7 today because he's in the team to protect, he's in the team to try and create, and he that's what he done. He did do that. So I'll give him a 7.
I mean, it's another assist for Willian, you guys. And I think one of the things we like to do on this show is we like to call it as we see it, and we like to be very fair. I.e., you have a bad game, we're going to call it out, and we're going to talk about why. And, you know, was it him, his own performances? Is it the way we're playing? Is it the position that he's in? Yeah. I think that we've seen, dare I say, a different side to him over the last few games. He seems more comfortable, yeah. Seems like he's realized he's playing for Arsenal Football Club now. He's not Chelsea anymore. This is real. This is happening. I think he probably felt the force of some of the Arsenal fans in the disappointment, and he knows he's been disappointing too.
Yeah.
The manager's kept faith with him though, and he's kept pushing him in. And it's the proof is in the assists pudding. He's got the most assists of any Arsenal player. So,
and after having a terrible time, he's got the most assists. So I tell you what, hey, the Arsenal family are going mad at the moment because remember they don't like him.
That's why I'm speaking at a snail's pace because it's tasting like vinegar coming out of my mouth. Okay.
Hold on. Where's that humble pie? Is there one in the oven?
I've got three humble pies. Okay. Let's just start with one first, shall we?
Yeah.
As long as there's, you know me, bit of. Apparently, it's going to go in my face. The Arteta one.
In the end, it will.
I don't want to go too over the top about Willian, Kev. He's had a few good games. That's why he gets paid over 200 grand. We expect these kind of performances. Just do your job, mate. Do it well and be consistent.
That's all we are.
Oh my God, what is he? Come on now. Pure class. And where's the other one? Someone said he's showing courage. He's not fighting fires, Trace.
No, but he's showing courage. Tracy, you're right. No, do you know why, Sophie? Do you know why? Let me tell you this. To keep going out there when you know everyone is against you is courageous. Trust me. It is courageous. Because
you want courageous.
People think it's easy.
No, I'm just joking. I'm half joking, but at the same time, let's just settle down a little bit. This is what happens with Arsenal. We get so excited, we go over the top, you know, we have a few results. Let's just keep it in check.
Hey, Sophie, no one's going over the top tonight after that performance.
Jeez. No, well, I'd hope not. And look, John Wayne's in the house, okay? You talk about courage and heroes. you know how Willian could arc being a real hero is this.
100%.
Remember I asked you that question. Does he become an instant cult hero if he comes on or scores a winner against Spurs? And at the time, we were like, he's Chelsea, it won't happen. But now we've strung a few positive games together. What do you think, Gunner Nation? What do you think, Squaddies?
Could you imagine? There'd be that much humble pie in the oven, I'm telling you.
I can't put it in my mouth.
There'd be a nose bag, like the horses. There'd be a nose bag, humble pie bag, I'm telling you. Oh, my God.
Come on, guys. You know we'd go crazy.
I would love it.
Would he become an instant cult hero for me? I think the jury's still out on that one. I really do.
For the day.
Yeah, for the day. Where is it? Let's see. Willian isn't fighting a war. KC deluded. Oh, gosh, I'll let you take that up with old Sonny boy there.
Fighting a war, Sonny?
Yeah, courage. I mean, come on.
No, listen, let me tell you something. There's things that are courageous. Fighting wars is the ultimate courage, but that don't mean other things can't be courageous.
Does that mean like Tyson Fury's courageous for getting in a ring with Joshua or any, the other way around?
Boxer, no, any boxer, anybody who puts their, not necessarily life in danger, but you know the dangers of something, somebody who puts themselves out there where they can be criticized is courageous. And that's all I'm saying.
I just think it's a little bit of a stretch right now. So I'm going to say, I'm going to put it in the courageous bucket. And if he does something really courageous, like save someone's life and then scores a goal against Spurs in the North London Derby, then we'll talk courage. Good evening to Billy, or good morning, 1:30 a.m. in Kenya.
Shout out to Billy, everyone.
This is what we do. Willian and David Luiz to score against Spurs. Things you'd pay to see. but can't.
Carl, that would be sweet. Let me tell you. Jeez.
That would be really sweet. Okay, what about Saka?
Saka.
Another quiet game for Saka tonight.
Yeah, look, I think he huffed and puffed and he tried hard, but it didn't really happen for him as much. So I think Saka was still all right, though. I'll give him a 6. Sophie, yeah. I thought it was all right.
Again, if you missed Kevin Says last night, we had a really good discussion about Saka and whether or not it's time for him to take a rest. I think it's very difficult to rest him in these big games when they mean so much. And we absolutely need to get to the Europa League final, have a chance of winning it to get back into the Champions League. Not because we think we can win it. We need the moolah, people. We mm-hmm. need the money. And there's no doubt he's got to start against Tottenham. Although I don't want to bring up, we used to not bring up the W name, Willian, you guys, because it would be explosive on the show and we'd end up here for 2 hours just going at it. And now I'm worried to bring out the M name, and it's not Meza anymore, which is a good thing, but there's another M and he's still on that bench, just warming it up, not being given a shot. Saka's time to rest maybe is not against Tottenham either, but not sure what Martinelli has to do to get a game, Kev.
It might be the time to rest him. Against Spurs.
Yeah, I mean,
you just never know.
Okay, so Pepe, of course, can come in. Yes, exactly. Do you think he's had a dodgy kebab? I think he's tired. I think he needs.
Yeah, he's not done a full season before, and he's been carrying the Arsenal for months.
Yeah,
so he's a bit weary. He's a bit weary.
We'll get to Martinelli at the very end, you guys. Kev, what about Aubameyang?
I thought Aubameyang had a pretty quiet game today, to be mm-hmm. honest. Had a couple of half chances early doors and was a couple of good blocks, etc. But I'll give Aubameyang 5 today. Didn't think he was great, but he wasn't terrible. Just couldn't quite get into the game as much as we'd like.
Yeah. I think it's one of those typical Aubameyang performances, you know, goes high, then he, you know, peters off again, not able to consistently string together 2 or 3 consistent games, goes missing when he's not getting the ball, needs to be fed the ball, didn't really read Odegaard too well today, didn't do too much, Kev. Mm. I'm not sure if he wasn't the running, was he not running the right channels? Was he off the pace? Was he not reading?
No, I just think Aubameyang, for me, Aubameyang needs to realise when Odegaard and Saka's on the ball, that's when he's got to get moving. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? When certain players are on the ball, when Xhaka's on the ball, you can rest because he ain't gonna hit you. But when Odegaard and Saka's on the ball, that's when you get busy. Mm-hmm. And I think I don't see that enough from Aubameyang at this point. We've seen it before and he's had good games, but mm-hmm. today just wasn't quite there. So that's why he gets a 5.
Do you think their defense, Sokratis, do you think they had him in his pocket? Because they had two on him for most of the game, or for the best part that he played before he was.
Well, that's the other thing, you see. The other thing is the team know, Sokratis knows, we stop Aubameyang, that you nullify a lot of Arsenal's threat. Mm-hmm. And there were times where he did receive the ball, but they were doubling up, which you're going to do against Arsenal's best striker. But, you know, we needed help from elsewhere and we got it today, which is what a team does.
A few people in chat are asking if you start Laka or Oba against Tottenham at the weekend. I mean, for me, I think you start Aubameyang.
Yeah, Oba's going to start.
Yeah.
Although it wouldn't surprise me if Laka and Oba started.
Play Oba on the left, Laka down the middle. You're going to put Pepe or Willian on the right?
It could be or Pepe. Saka. It could be Pepe. I think Saka might be rested. That's just a hunch.
Mm. You got the inside scoop there, Casey.
No, I wish I did. Honestly, Soph, I wish I did. But yeah. I just think Saka's not looking himself.
He could come on and be an impact sub.
Yeah.
I mean, the great thing about Saka is that, you know, he can have an impact at any moment. What mm-hmm. worries me is with Spurs' press, is Pepe's probably not the right guy to play from the start. Willian has proven that he's tracked back a lot better.
He's a worker.
Yeah. But is it going to be better to have Saka in there, who is a grafter, a worker, can create something out of nothing on his own, have that X factor all in one player against...
But that's when he's on his game.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, listen, if Saka plays, brilliant. I'd love him to do the business. But I just think, you know, he's not looking himself. This is the second game now. The edge has just gone a little bit.
No, this is what worries me about him going to the Euros. I just want to wrap him up in cotton wool and put him on my windowsill and keep him there until the new season starts in August. Right. We're going to have to do subs because Ceballos, we have to give him a zero. I just don't see it. I'm so over this guy. I mean, he's really regressed this season for me. He's not the same as Ceballos, who was great in the run up to the FA Cup and towards the end of last season was actually one of our better players.
But probably because he was playing. He was starting. He could get a bit of rhythm. But, you know, Ceballos today, that mistake, that's definitely not good enough. And he gets a four today for that.
Yeah.
That was criminal.
Yeah, he came on and he felt like a bit like Laka in that Burnley game, like running around like a headless chicken, creating all sorts of unnecessary problems, making a mistake. Laka got caught, you know, on a couple of fouls. It just was like a hot mess today for Ceballos. Mm. And coming off a mistake against Benfica too, and then making the mistake he did, luckily teammates bailed him out again. But he's just not been the same for me, and the kind of money they're asking for him, I just don't see it.
Who put Concrete Boots, Dad? I've missed the name. Concrete Boots. Sonny, I love it.
And now Paul telling me Ceballos will probably score on Sunday. Probably. You know what? From my mouth to God's ears.
If all of them score, I'm fine with that. We can't lose, surely.
Oh, my goodness. Let's talk about Elneny.
Much maligned.
I'm so happy I didn't send my tweet out.
What was the tweet going to say, Soph?
Okay, see you guys. 630 plus of you in live chat. If it's your first time here, please subscribe. And let's all hit the like button at the same time. Can't speak today. Like button at the same time. We'd really appreciate it. And we're always honest if it's your first time here. I'm going to admit, I was literally just about to tweet how furious I was that Elneny was coming on as a sub. There! I came clean. I said it out loud.
I've absolved
myself of my sins.
But you could imagine, can't you? If you'd have said it, you would have been getting loads.
I'm so happy. Because the screenshots and the screen grabs and the stick it in your pipe and smoke it, so you don't know what you're talking about. That happened to me. And phew, I dodged one there. But in true fashion, I have to admit that I was about to do that, everyone. I'm not alone, Kev. I know.
There was loads. But you know what, Sophie? Anytime this guy scores goals, they're worldies. They're incredible strikes. So he's got something, and I know he slows it down at times and he's not the best player. But if he can come on and make a difference like that in certain games, hey, listen, I'll take it for the end of the season.
Kev, can I come back to a question I asked you on the segment the other night? Because it was the Burnley post game, and I asked you this. I'm like, why can't Elneny play with Partey? Like, why hasn't he tried that? Is Xhaka really a much better player than Elneny? Does he move the ball faster? No.
Don't forget, Partey did play with Elneny at Manchester United.
Remember? Correct.
And they played excellent.
At Old Trafford,
and they were excellent.
Very good.
But I think the problem sometimes is Elneny isn't, you want him to be consistent, but his level isn't where Partey is. I think maybe Xhaka has a better level. And Xhaka isn't the answer. Do you know what I mean? So Elneny can come in and do a good job, but I don't think Elneny is as consistent as we need him to be. He's a squad player, yeah, but he should be doing a lot better because he can play. He can play, but
he can. And I think sometimes Xhaka gets the benefit of the doubt because he's also the captain of Switzerland. And but at the same time, Elneny plays for Egypt. He's a very important player to the Egyptian team. He's played in the African Cup of Nations competitions. And, you know, I feel like he's neater. And we're not talking whiskey neat here, guys. Mm. He's neat. You know?
You would have needed that neat.
Yeah.
If you'd have said that tweet.
Elneny is neat. Xhaka is more on the rocks. You know what I mean? So smoother. For me, I'm not an Elneny fan at all. But you guys, I just have to call things as I see them and what's in front of us. Do we want a better midfield and someone to partner Thomas party? Absolutely, 100%. Well, now I'm worried that this geezer's injured.
I think JS has been on the old whiskey here.
Which one?
JS on the screen.
Let's see.
Elneny has great performances in European competitions, all from outside the Knox. Oi, JS, come on, get the B in there.
Listen. He's not the answer long. We all know, guys, as good as they can have these games and these scores are once in a screamer, a once in a lifetime screamer. Okay. Odegaard, you can say, might improve and get better and better. Some of these other players, they've been there long enough to prove that they're average players. They're not going to take us to the next level. Yeah. Yeah. So I think we need to just mind the gap of the closing doors because, you know, we don't want to trip over ourselves by just going nuts because of Elneny scoring a wonder goal. It's not going to happen every game, and he's not going to play like that every game.
I'm going to give Elneny a 7.
All right. I'll give him a 7 too.
For that goal.
Okay.
Because that could be the one that...
Oh, now you're marking goals. Eh?
No, I'm saying I'm giving him a 7 for that goal. I'm not marking goals, and I'm not giving him a mark for the goal and a different mark for the game. I'm giving him a 7. Yeah, broke the neck, Billy.
Sunil, I'm sorry, but I have defended Xhaka for as long as I can without making myself look like a fool at times. Okay. At some point, you've got to cut the umbilical cord. I've got to let him go. It's happening. It's happening.
Can we ask Sunil a question? Sunil, how do you defend Xhaka after Burnley?
And I didn't defend Ceballos after Benfica. No. I didn't think he should have played. He should have been benched. Mm. Bringing him on today too, high risk. Sorry. Mm. This is where I get a little aggravated with Arteta. Flip the switch a little bit there. Don't keep playing the same players that are costing you making mistakes. So John Page, 100% right. Big changes this summer. Who's left? Emil Smith-Rowe?
Wasn't even on enough time, nope. Was he? So.
And Pepe.
Pepe wasn't even on enough time.
We're going to give him a nice 3 just because they made an appearance. Didn't make any mistakes. Pepe could have scored at the end again, did not. It was on his right foot, though.
Yeah, so I don't think that was even a really chance for him. But
How about 5s all around for Pepe, Lacazette and ESR?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
All right.
Middle of the road.
What about the gaffer? What are we giving the gaffer, everyone?
I'm going to give Arteta 8 today. And I'll tell you why I'm going to give him 8. Because the changes that he made a difference. One was against us, mind, but one was against us. But, you know, we got there in the end. And he has to take a bit of credit. And the Elneny substitution and him coming on and scoring that screamer. Fair enough, Arteta. You deserve an 8 today.
I'll give him a 7, you know. I'll give him a 7 because we still have lapses in our game where I feel that it's part of, and I said at the beginning of the show, what we do on the training pitch, just little things here and there that we can be tighter, smarter, better at. You could say that about every team, but when you continually do the same thing over and over again, it makes you wonder. Look, Matty, 7's a good mark. He did well. He chose a decent team.
Oh, no, he's going on about what you're saying. That's what Matt is saying.
I should just shut my mouth. Listen, my half-hour show has gone to 54 minutes.
You know what I mean? Go on, explain it, Sophie.
Look, I always give him credit where it's due. He managed the game well today. As I said, I was about to rip him a brand new one when he was bringing Elneny on. I was like, what are you doing? Listen, today's lesson, if we've learned anything, don't hit tweet too quickly. Just take a step back. Breathe.
Give yourself 10.
Give yourself 10. I'll give myself 10 for that. So 7 for Arteta today. We won. We got 3 away goals. We're in driving position coming home to play against the team that knocked us out last season. Very important for him as a manager to move on and exercise demons. Hates the way we lost to that Olympiacos side last season. Aubameyang also exercising a demon after missing that chance that could have taken us through last season. So these things and milestones are important as a manager, Kev, to overcome, because that helps with the mental, you know, strength going forward as well.
Well, I personally think that there will be wholesale changes in the summer, because we talk about it. You call it weak sauce. We are mentally weak. This is why the players make mistakes. And this is why they constantly make the same mistakes. Because you don't see any other team making them, Soph. This is like that. You don't see it. This is just lapses of concentration, etc. So, you know, and they're giving it to their players right in front of our goal. Come on now.
Yeah, it's not good enough. Not good enough. And our next game is against Tottenham Hotspur. This is a big one, you guys. This, we'll talk about that a little bit more tomorrow night on the show. We're going to be back at 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Set those clocks with Mr. Hugh Wizzy. We're looking forward to that. The Prince of Fraud, is it? I think he's, all of his listeners are fraudulent or something. It's very funny. I've listened a few times and I like his style, and I think that's going to be a lot of fun tomorrow night. Don't forget, who sponsors this show? It is the Football Prizes group team, footballprizes.co.uk. This is it. There's only one more day left. Patrick Vieira signed framed Arsenal shirt in a custom frame with a montage. Go get your ticket now. We're going to give away a free ticket right now. And I'm going to ask you a very simple question. How many times, and this is the first person that answers via email, okay? So get hustling, right? Get hustling. How many times have Arsenal beaten Olympiacos in European competition? How many times have Arsenal beaten Olympiacos in European competition? Email thehighburysquad@gmail.com. Thehighburysquad@gmail.com. The first person, and I mean the first person, the first email I receive, they will be the winner. You go into the draw for tomorrow night's football prizes auction, and you could be hanging a Patrick Vieira signed shirt on your wall. And then you'll look like our other listener, Jags, who won the Wenger signed pennant. I mean, don't say loved we don't it. Spoil you here.
He loves it. Loved it.
Right. That's it, Kev. We are done for today. What a great double-double. I'm going to put the shows out a bit later. If you guys miss Pete Redding, make sure you listen to that too. You're absolutely going to love it. Some really interesting, different chat. The fraud father. I like that. Yes. They like it when I'm happy, Kev. They don't like it when I come out and I'm all pissed off and, you know.
I don't blame them, to be honest. I don't blame them.
You enjoying it more than post-Burnley.
I like it when you're happy. I like it when you're happy. I don't like it when you're cheesed. Because that samurai come out, I don't want none of that.
Haven't had to bring that out today.
I know.
Well, listen, everyone in chat, hit that like button on the way out. It's like we give you an extra free drink coupon as you're going out the door. Thanks so much for hanging out with us tonight. We really just enjoy you guys. You're the best. And we'll be back tomorrow. And wow, I guess I need to smile more. Oh, Martinelli will talk about tomorrow. I promise, Aaron. All right. We will definitely talk about Martinelli tomorrow, because that's where Sullen Sophie might come back. Until then, Kev, tell the kids where it's at.
Listen, they always mess us about, but they got the job done. Up the Arsenal.